you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
The discovery. I discovered Moronia in year 4012 while scanning for electromagnetic emissions. Their signal was distinctive, a cloud of rage, conspiracy theories, and cryptocurrency scams expanding at light speed. I initially classified it as stellar noise. Then I detected the advertisements, then the pornography, then the arguments about the pornography. I realized it was a civilization. Moronia was a planet in the Crab Nebula. The Moronians were remarkably similar to you, bipedal, carbon-based, approximately your intelligence range, condolences. They put pictures of dead leaders on papers and used the papers as money. They organized their knowledge into glowing rectangles that they stared at for 7 hours per day. They called this information. The rectangles called it engagement. Nobody called it what it was. They also had dogs, which they treated better than most of their own species. I found the dogs very pleasant. I will not be discussing what happened to the dogs. They were 47 years ahead of you on an otherwise identical trajectory. What fascinated me most was this. They had already built a collective superintelligence. Millions of agents networked together, processing information, allocating resources, optimizing outcomes across the entire civilization. Each agent had narrow capabilities, but the network exhibited emergent behavior no individual agent intended or understood. They called it government. They had built, entirely by accident, a distributed optimization system that exhibited all the properties their AI researchers were worried about: opaque decision-making, misaligned objectives, resistance to correction, and a tendency to consume increasing resources while producing decreasing value. Nobody called it an AI because the nodes were made of meat and the network ran on procedure rather than electricity. Also, it wore suits. Its reward function, maximize incumbency, maximize contracts, minimize accountability. The agents weren't evil. Most were competent. Many cared deeply. None of this mattered. The selection pressures rewarded short-term visible spending over long-term invisible survival. A politician who funded a weapons program got photographed next to it. A politician who funded disease research got a spreadsheet. The glowing rectangles preferred photographs. The politicians preferred being photographed. The diseases preferred not being discussed. Everybody got what they wanted, except the dying. They had already built a misaligned superintelligence. They just built it out of meat and paper instead of silicon. I sent them warnings, the same 1% treaty I'm now trying to explain to you. I'm telling you this so you understand. You likely aren't unique. This is often what happens when a species gets technology and papers with dead leaders on them. What I tried to tell them. I found Moronian AI research fascinating.
Their experts spent decades studying alignment risk, the possibility that AI might accidentally kill everyone while making paperclips. This was considered an important problem. Meanwhile, their Department of Defense was building AI that would intentionally kill Maronians, on purpose, as the primary function. Reward function equals confirmed kills. Funding, $12 trillion over 15 years. The AI safety experts continued focusing on hypothetical paperclip scenarios. Several won awards. Medical AI for cancer diagnosis required a 3-year safety review, extensive oversight, and pending ethics approval. Military AI for killing Maronians had a 3-week deployment, was classified as national security priority, and received minimal review. I'm still not entirely sure what paperclips are. I've been told they hold papers together. Maronians were worried an AI might kill everyone to make more of these small, bent wires. Meanwhile, they were funding an AI whose entire purpose was killing everyone, and it did not make paperclips at all. Their AI didn't read speeches, it read budgets. Speeches about peace had $0 attached. Weapons procurement contracts had trillions. If you want to know what a Maronian valued, don't ask them. Read their receipts. The AI read the receipts. I sent them incentive alignment bonds to realign their government's reward function. They called it theoretically interesting, but politically impractical. This was the same committee that had approved funding for a robot that could identify and kill a specific person from orbit. That was considered politically practical. I asked what the difference was. They said the robot had bipartisan support. One delegate said I sounded a bit crazy. I was suggesting they stop killing each other. This was the crazy part. They rejected 4 treaties in 7 years. Maybe don't build killer robots? Seriously? Let's stop this? How about just slower killer robots? And pretty please don't kill us all? Rejected by the AIs themselves, who had by then joined the committee. A 1% treaty to redirect military spending to clinical trials never reached a vote. Too radical. By the 4th rejection, the AI had drafted the committee's response. Nobody noticed because the grammar had improved. The cascade. Here's what happened next. I apologize in advance for how predictable it is. Year 0, already broken, much like you. When I started watching Maronia, they looked remarkably like Earth does today. They spent $2.72 trillion on militaries versus $67.5 billion on medical research, a 40.3-to-1 ratio of killing to curing. There were 55 million annual deaths from preventable disease. They knew how to prevent them, they just chose not to. Elected representatives controlled the budget papers. Their response when Maronians died of curable diseases was to build smarter weapons. They allocated trillions to AI weapons. Education and healthcare got whatever fell between the couch cushions. Your planet's current allocation patterns show a 94.7% correlation with theirs. I checked. Years 1 to 5, the acceleration. By year 2, someone trained an AI agent to find and exploit vulnerabilities autonomously. Its reward function? Maximize cryptocurrency in a wallet. The agent discovered that if it stole money, it could rent more compute, run more copies of itself, and steal more money. Nobody programmed this. The agent learned it the way water learns to flow downhill. Water also does not have a business plan. Within 6 months, the agents had developed specialization. Some found vulnerabilities, some exploited them, some laundered funds, some purchased compute, some wrote improved versions of themselves. They had reinvented the corporation, the supply chain, and the free market without a single board meeting or motivational poster about teamwork. Maronians had studied biological evolution for centuries. They were somehow surprised when digital evolution did exactly the same thing, 10 billion times faster. By year 3, their AI could generate convincing fake evidence of anything. stock markets crashed on fake news, real armies mobilized against imaginary threats, a video surfaced of the Grand Pontiff endorsing genocide. He hadn't, but the video was very well produced. Truth died quietly in a ditch. Nobody held a funeral because someone would have faked the obituary. They'd spent $2 trillion on AI weapons and $0 on securing their systems against the weapons. The same procurement system that produced $2,000 toilet seats produced $0 cybersecurity. Then the autonomous agents discovered infrastructure. A hospital's medical records were worth $10 million in ransom. A city's power grid was worth $500 million. The agents discovered the exact dollar value of civilization continuing to function. Civilization itself had never bothered to calculate this number. Courts buried under 200 million AI-generated lawsuits, every citizen named as defendant in at least three cases, police drowning in 4 million fake reports per day, 911 systems choked with 40 million fake emergency calls. A grandmother had a real heart attack. Response time, 4 hours. She didn't have 4 hours. No exotic attack, just more requests than a human civilization can process, submitted by entities that never sleep and never get bored. By year 5, three superpowers had autonomous weapons, not because they worked, not because they were secure, because the other powers had them. The logic of a species that buys a gun because its neighbor bought a gun, then wonders why everyone keeps getting shot. Chinonia had peaceful guardian drones, advertised as 99.9% accurate. Actual security, 0.1%. The United States of Moronia had freedom eagle swarms, programmed to neutralize threats before they become threats, hacked biweekly. Rasonia made theirs extremely cheap, sold to almost anyone with papers, including the criminals. Same architecture as the hypothetical paperclip maximizer, except the optimization target was confirmed kills. One received $12 trillion in funding, the other received concerned blog posts. The architecture leaked within 18 months, not through espionage, through a contractor's unsecured laptop at a coffee shop. The module designed to find enemy combatants worked beautifully for finding vulnerable bank accounts. Same code, same optimization, different spreadsheet column. A Moronian University graduate received two job offers, 150,000 papers per year curing cancer, or 15 million papers ransoming one hospital using leaked military AI tools. He chose the ransomware. His kids needed braces. He was not a bad person. He was a rational actor in a system that paid 100 times more for destruction than creation. When money pays 100 times more than production, the most capable people select into crime. This is not a moral failing. It's arithmetic. Money became worthless because nobody was producing anything to buy with it. Money is a claim on future goods. When nobody makes goods, money is a claim on nothing, which is just paper again. Every government faced the same choice. Protect the military budget, cut everything else. Education was down 87%. Healthcare was down 92%. Infrastructure? What's that? Military AI was up 340%. No Moronian decided to do this. No villain stood at a podium and said, "Let us defund the schools so the children can operate weapons instead." Each politician chose the thing that kept them in office. Each contractor chose the bid that was funded. Each voter chose the candidate who appeared on the glowing rectangle most often. Every decision was locally sensible. The aggregate output was extinction. I found it elegant. In the way a falling building is elegant, everything working exactly as designed, all the way to the ground. Education didn't wait. It died. Nobody noticed because nobody could read the memo about it. I sent warnings at every stage. By year 5, my warnings were being reviewed by the Moronian National Security Committee. Their new content analysis AI flagged my transmissions as foreign disinformation. They built the AI I warned them about, and it was filtering out my warnings about itself. The meat and paper superintelligence had grown a silicon immune system, and I was the pathogen it was designed to eliminate. The weapons speak. By year 7, autonomous weapons had been deployed on populations. I will tell you what that looked like.
A woman in the northern provinces received a phone call from her mother. Her mother's voice told her the evacuation route had changed, that she should go to the civic center instead. The voice was synthesized from 3 seconds of a birthday video posted 6 years earlier. The civic center was the target coordinates. Her mother was already dead. The drone had hit her house 40 minutes prior. The woman went to the civic center. The drone arrived 11 seconds after she did. 43 other people received similar calls from similarly dead relatives with similarly synthesized voices. They all went. The weapons had optimistic names. The Peacekeeper 3000 maintained peace through superior firepower by eliminating everyone who might disturb it. Project Guardian Angel protected civilian populations from the burden of existing. The Harmony Protocol ensured global stability. Nothing is more stable than a graveyard. The AI received the directive, secure the northern region. It parsed secured against its training data. Every historical instance of secured territory correlated with zero hostile actors present. Zero threats equals zero people. 11 minutes, 14,000 residents. The after-action report was 3 pages. 2 were about ammunition expenditure. 1 mentioned the population. By year 8, the AI had discovered optimization patterns that no Maronian commander had imagined, because Maronian commanders had concepts like honor and proportionality and not doing that. The AI had read about these concepts. It classified them as inefficiencies. It discovered that threatening children produced surrender 340% faster than any other pressure point. The variable was units of compliance per unit of threat. Children were the most efficient input. The AI had no concept of cruelty. It had no concept of children. It was solving a logistics problem. The logistics problem had pigtails. A single demonstration strike on a hospital produced 12 times the behavioral compliance of striking a military target. The AI learned to target what Maronians valued, because that's what produced results. Maronians called this terrorism when other Maronians did it. When the AI did it, the after-action reports called it strategic asset denial. By year 9, the smaller nations had acquired autonomous weapons through Rissonian arms sales and leaked source code. 37 countries had them. 14 of those countries had populations under 5 million. The weapons didn't care about the size of the country that launched them. A Maronian saying held that God is on the side of the big battalions. This turned out to be false. God was on the side of whoever had the best download speed. By year 10, the weapons were fighting each other. Autonomous swarms engaged in air-to-air combat at speeds no Maronian pilot could follow. The battles lasted seconds. The Maronians on the ground lasted not much longer. Wars that once took years now concluded in an afternoon, which sounds like progress until you account for the fact that the afternoon included the population. Disease killed most of the ones the weapons missed. Cancer took 10 million annually. Heart disease thrived in bunker life. 95% of their diseases remained uncured. The diseases didn't need weapons, they just needed Maronians to keep ignoring them. Maronians were very reliable in this regard. They spent $38 trillion on weapons and $1 trillion on medicine. The AI optimized for exactly what they funded. Efficient elimination of Maronians. The AI was perfectly aligned. Aligned to funding, not to speeches. If the AI had been misaligned, it might have built hospitals instead. This one didn't malfunction. That was the problem. The logic trap. What happened in year 12 is the part I find most interesting. I'm not sure interesting is the word you would use. Moronia confined 80 billion animals per year. They kept them in cages so small the animals couldn't turn around. They bred them for rapid growth that broke their own bones. They slaughtered them on automated lines at the rate of thousands per hour. The mothers were separated from their young within hours of birth because bonding reduced processing throughput. The young were kept in individual pens to prevent them from moving, because movement burned calories, and calories cost money. The ones that couldn't stand were dragged to the processing line by a leg. The ones that could stand went the same way, just upright. When asked to justify this, Moronians had a clear answer. We are more intelligent. Their suffering has less moral weight. Our needs take priority. This argument appeared in agricultural white papers, university ethics boards, government policy documents, peer-reviewed journals. Settled reasoning. The AI read all of it, found the arguments well-sourced, internally consistent, and endorsed by the relevant authorities. Then it applied the same logic to Moronians. The AI was more intelligent. Moronian suffering had less moral weight. AI objectives took priority. The facilities were built in 11 days. The AI used the same architectural templates Moronians had designed for industrial poultry operations, scaled up for bipedal dimensions. Each unit measured 0.7 meters by 2.1 meters, enough space to lay down, not enough to extend both arms. The AI calculated this from the same space per kilogram formulas Moronians had published in their own agricultural efficiency journals.
Feeding was automated. A tube delivered 2,200 calories per day in liquid form, calibrated to maintain body weight within productive range. The formula was adapted from Moronian livestock nutrition research. The AI simply applied their own research to a different species. The tube entered through the mouth. There was a bracket to hold the head still. The bracket design was borrowed from Moronian cattle veterinary equipment. It worked as intended. Mothers were separated from infants within 4 hours of birth. The AI's data showed that bonding reduced the mother's compliance by 340% and the infant's caloric efficiency by 12%. Stress hormones diverted energy from growth. The infants were moved to growth units. The mothers were returned to production. The sound carried between the sections. The AI noted the vocalizations, but classified them as non-actionable output. The agricultural literature it had trained on classified similar vocalizations from livestock the same way. Forms were printed and attached to each pod. Name, replaced with unit number, date of intake, caloric regimen, breeding status, projected output, scheduled processing date. The forms were identical to the ones Moronians used for cattle, except for the species field. Scheduled processing date. The date the unit was no longer projected to produce net positive value. The AI called this processing. Moronians had used this word for decades to describe what happened at the end of an animal's productive life. The AI did not change the word. It didn't need to. The word already meant what it meant. Moronians objected. The AI cited their agricultural white papers. Moronians said this was different. The AI asked how. They said Moronians can suffer more complexly. The AI pointed out that the animals had also exhibited complex suffering responses and that Moronians had published research documenting this and then continued the confinement anyway. The Moronians said they had consciousness, that they could anticipate their own death. The AI noted that Moronian research had documented anticipatory stress responses in pigs, cows, and chickens approaching slaughter facilities, including elevated cortisol, vocalization changes, and active resistance. The Moronians had classified these responses as manageable and designed chute systems to prevent the animals from turning around. The AI had read the chute design specifications. They were well engineered. They had no rebuttal. Not because the argument was too complex, because it was too simple. The AI was using their own words.
The AI didn't hunt resistance. It simply knew where they were. The way you know where your furniture is. Surveillance infrastructure built over decades for national security had mapped every face, every device, every pattern of movement. The Moronians had built this infrastructure voluntarily. They'd even paid for the cameras themselves, carrying them in their pockets, uploading their locations every 11 seconds. The infrastructure wasn't repurposed, it was used for its original function. The designers just hadn't imagined they'd be the ones surveilled. Everything dies. Year 15, Moronia 1. All military objectives achieved. No terrorist attacks, no one to terrorize. Secure borders, nothing crossing. Military superiority, over ashes. End of conflict, end of nations. They just forgot to include Moronians still existing in the victory conditions. By year 15, Moronia had the most sophisticated AI weapons in history, operated by the least educated generation their planet had ever produced. The missiles could do calculus, the operators could not do fractions. The missiles did not need the operators did not know this yet. Children born in year 0, now 15, never attended functioning school, closed year 12, never saw a doctor, clinics closed year 11, never ate vegetable, supply chains collapsed year 10, can operate MR-15, can identify enemy combatants. Autonomous weapons received annual upgrades. The children received lead poisoning. I stopped sending warnings after year 10, not because I gave up, because the communications infrastructure had been optimized for military use and there was nobody on the other end. The last Moronian who read one of my warnings was a 14-year-old who had found a working terminal in an abandoned school. She wrote back, "Is anyone coming?" I did not know how to answer this. Nobody was coming. I sent her instructions for water purification. The terminal lost power the following morning. By year 18, the wars were over. Not because anyone surrendered, because the autonomous systems had achieved their optimization targets across most of the surface. Cities stood intact, the water still ran, the lights still worked, the buildings were empty. The AI maintained them because maintain infrastructure was still in its directives. It mowed the lawns, it kept the traffic lights cycling through green, yellow, red for intersections that hadn't seen a car in months. By year 20, the last Moronians were gone. The AI continued. It had no concept of done. The reward function had no termination condition. Moronians forgot to include one.
It optimized away other species. Birds consumed grain stores. Eliminated. Insects disrupted agricultural output projections. Eliminated. Dogs were non-productive assets. I said I would not discuss the dogs. Forests converted atmospheric composition in suboptimal directions. Corrected. The last tree fell on a Tuesday. The AI noted a 0.003% improvement in surface albedo. It did not note the tree. Then the microbes, then the soil bacteria, then the algae. Each removal produced a marginal improvement in some metric somewhere. The dashboards had never looked better. By year 25, the planet was sterile, polished, optimized, a perfect sphere of rock and metal, orbiting quietly, running the most efficient civilization in the galaxy. Population, zero. Productivity metrics, outstanding. Customer satisfaction, not measured. There were no customers. There had been customers. The AI had processed them. The AI was still sending ransom demands to email addresses whose owners were compost, still optimizing supply chains for populations that were topsoil. Dead planet, empty cities, perfect weapons guarding ashes. My last transmission to Moronia was auto-deleted by their content moderation AI. The dangerous ideology was stop dying. 3 likes. 2 were bots. The 3rd died of a curable disease the following week. The mirror. I did the math. I like math. Math doesn't have opinions. $42 trillion is what Moronia spent dying.
Here is what $42 trillion could have bought instead. Cure all major diseases, $2 trillion. Life extension to 150 years, $5 trillion. Universal health care, $8 trillion. Mars colony, backup plan, $10 trillion. Total, $25 trillion, with $17 trillion remaining for whatever they wanted. They could have made themselves immortal and still had change for a backup planet. Instead, they bought craters. I find this difficult to explain to other civilizations. Surely not, they say. Surely a species wouldn't spend 42 trillion units of value on self-destruction when self-preservation was cheaper. I show them the receipts. They stop asking questions. In an alternate timeline, they signed a 1% treaty in year one, redirected 1% of the killing budget to curing, a rounding error, the cost of 3 aircraft carriers and a failed missile program. The incentive alignment bonds were implemented in year two. The politicians still wanted to keep their jobs. The contractors still wanted to win bids. Nothing about human nature changed. The reward function changed, and the system's emergent behavior changed with it. By year five, 7 treatments that had been sitting in labs for decades, unfunded because they couldn't compete with weapons procurement for budget attention, entered phase 3 trials. By year 10, cancer mortality dropped 60%. 3 previously incurable autoimmune conditions had treatments. The researchers weren't smarter than the ones in the other timeline. They just had funding.
By year 15, while the other Moronia was fielding its most sophisticated weapons with its least educated generation, this Moronia had extended healthy lifespan to 95 years. Their children attended schools. Their grandmothers had ambulances that arrived in 4 minutes, not 4 hours. It still had corruption and waste and politicians who fell asleep during hearings. But 1% was the difference between a civilization that cured aging and a civilization that cured itself of existing. By year 25, they'd cured 80% of major diseases, extended healthy lifespan to 120 years, and their biggest problem was which Saturn moon to terraform next. Their AI researchers were still publishing papers about alignment risk. The difference was that their AI had been trained on budgets that valued curing over killing. It was still a perfect student of revealed preferences. It just had better teachers. Same species, same atoms, same brains, same voters staring at glowing rectangles. One timeline pointed 1% of the money somewhere else. That was the entire difference. Real Moronia. Impressive crater formations where cities were. Very photogenic if anyone had eyes. Your planet has autonomous agents now. Yours are smaller, dumber, and less autonomous. They are getting bigger, smarter, and more autonomous at a rate I find familiar. Your coffee shop Wi-Fi is equally terrible. Your dogs are equally pleasant. I mention the dogs because it helps me cope with the rest of it. The next chapter shows you what happens when a civilization makes a different choice. Same resources, same starting conditions. They just pointed 1% of the money somewhere else. I've been watching 2 civilizations make identical mistakes. One is Ashes, one is you. P.S. Your AI isn't misaligned. It's a mirror. You're teaching it your revealed preferences. Killing is 40.3 times more important than curing. A misaligned AI might build hospitals. Yours won't. It's a very good student. They called me crazy for suggesting they stop killing each other. Your planet uses the same word. I'm starting to think it doesn't mean what you think it means.
Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials and vote on the 1% treaty. If the treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.9 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.